Yeah, no, that was very pleasing, and it was just great to see as a team. We put in a great performance against a very good team. It took us a while to break them down, but I think as a forward pack, we really started to get on top of them. And then as a back line, I thought it was probably the best our backs have played all season, and they really put London Welsh under a lot of pressure. And
were you surprised by the challenge that they presented from the off, really?
No, not at all. We came into the game fully understanding how tough that'd be as a forward pack, but we knew if we were able to get on top of them, we knew we wouldn't be able to get on top of them straight away. But as the game wore on, I think our fitness levels, from our strength and conditioning guys at London Irish, pre-season put a lot of work in. Robbie Palmer and Andre have done really well with us, and they deserve a lot of credit for how we've gone this season. And once we were able to match them and sort of start to get on top, I thought we really started to put our foot on their throats and get down there.
How special a moment was it getting to lead the team out today with your two daughters? And was there a bit of a lump in the throat at the start of the game?
No, it was a great moment. So it was great to lead them out, and it was a pretty amazing atmosphere there. And there was just a bit of trouble trying to get my daughter off the pitch, but she was loving getting on, but my wife had to come out and fetch her. She wanted to stay on.
Second half, you got yourself underneath a rolling maul and found yourself a try. Do you write your own scripts for occasions like this?
Yeah, no, that was very, very pleasing for that. And you don't go into a game thinking you'll score, and it just happened to be in position, and a few guys were there as well trying to take the ball off me, but there was no way I was going to give that up.
I'm reliably informed the next time that you score a try, that will actually be 100 points up for you. So did you know that at the back of your mind, and were you trying to get yourself underneath another one before full time?
Yeah, I did know that, I think over the years I've sort of learnt that if you try too hard to get yourself in a position, it never works. So it's just, if it happens, it happens, and I'm sure I'll get there eventually.
Going back to today's game, as you say, 6 wins from 6. I suppose the boys in the changing room are absolutely thrilled with the start you made to this season.
Yeah, it has been great. It's 5 bonus point wins out of the 6 games. So it's very pleasing. And it's, I think, the way our game plan is going as well, our attack, it's really evolving. So we realise it's a long season, and there's no point being at the top of the ladder if come the end of the season if you don't do well in the semi-final and final. So it's all about building in this competition, and it's very pleasing that we're able to do that and add strings to our bow as the season goes.
And finally, there's a few weeks now, the British and Irish Cup. Do you get an opportunity to put your feet up and rest those weary limbs that you were talking about earlier in the week?
I'm not sure. It's we'll see how it goes. I'm not getting any younger, but at the end of the day, playing's a fun part, so maybe I get a few days off training, but I'll always put my hand up to play the games. That's the easy stuff, the games.